time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Tackling the controversies, engaging the culture, challenging the status quo, and taking your calls. Dr. Brown is the director of Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Call now at 866-34-TRUTH and get into the line of fire.
I hope you're ready to be encouraged today, friends. I hope you're ready to be challenged and strengthened. We're going to bring you some fire from Fire School of Ministry. Some student testimonies, interviews that I think will really bless and encourage you today in the Lord. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us. Number to call is always 866-34-TRUTH, 866-348-7884. You can email me directly at Dr. Brown, drbrown@askdrbrown.org. And I want you to listen carefully through the show. We are going to be doing something quite extraordinary for potential students that could be joining us just about 7 weeks from now. So be listening carefully, because the announcement that we have will really be a significant help to many of you. When God saved me in 1971, I still had in me kind of the hippie, anti-authority, anti-establishment mentality. The drugs, all the junk went out of my life immediately. But that mentality was still there, which meant I didn't believe in higher education, that was kind of just the traditional established way of doing things, and we should just go on. In my head this time wasn't drugs, rock and roll, and just do whatever you want to do. Now it was just live for God, do the will of God, but who needs college or education or anything like that? That was my mentality. I only went to college because my parents really wanted me to go very strongly, so God convicted me to honor my father and mother. I never planned to go to college at that point. I certainly didn't plan to go to grad school. It was nowhere in my mind that I'd end up with a PhD in Semitic languages, then I'd be an astronaut one day. That's the path God led me on. But more important to me than secular education, as I've been following the Lord now since 1971, as I have the privilege of being a professor now at numerous seminaries all over America, as I continue to do academic work, more important to me than even any of that is practical ministry training. And I've given a good part of the last, well, almost three decades to pouring into people to see them raised up and equipped to go out and do the work of God, whether it's on the mission field, whether it's planting churches, whether it's standing for righteousness in the society. And I want to focus on that today, but in a way that will edify and encourage and help you. So let me start with Keith Collins, who's become a dear friend and coworker. Keith, great to have you back on the line of fire.
Thanks, Dr. Brown. Great to be with you today.
And Keith, with his wife Darla, currently function directing our school of ministry here, Fire, of which I serve as president. But Keith, you're a grad of our school when it was back in Pensacola.
That's exactly right.
So how old were you when you came to our school then?
I was 28 years old when I started.
28. Did you have any ministry experience at that point?
Actually, I had pastored two churches prior to that and had a few years traveling ministry experience as well.
All right, so you weren't coming in fresh out of high school.
No.
You weren't a novice.
Right.
Were you serious about the Word at that point?
Very serious about the Word, very serious about prayer and, you know, doing the work of the ministry at that time.
All right, so why did you need further schooling? You're already a student of the Word. You're already pastoring. I'm sure you were a good preacher back then. Why in the world did you come at the age of 28? Were you married?
I was married with three children, actually.
Okay. By the way, how old were you when you got married?
I was 17. A month later, I turned 18.
Okay. I'm glad you made it to 18. Yeah. And what about your bride? How old was she?
She was 18, and a month later, she turned 19.
All right. So you were living in the South, though.
That's right. Okay.
Okay. A little earlier than we got married in the New York area. Right. So why did you come to a ministry training school if you already had ministry experience and background? You're already 28, married with three kids.
Well, I knew that, you know, the Lord had been using us, and we had had some successful ministry, but when I first heard about the School of Ministry there in Pensacola, Florida, there was something about it that really touched my heart, and I realized that even though, you know, I'd had the years of ministry experience, that there was something there on a practical level as well as a deepening spiritual level that I was supposed to have imparted to me. And those 2 years that I was there radically changed everything for me, my life, my ministry, my burden, My preaching, everything radically changed in that setting in Pensacola, Florida.
So what would be just some of the key things that you got out of your time in the 2 years? Because we're systematically teaching the Word.
Exactly.
We're laying out theological foundations along with character, immersing people in the things of the Spirit, practical ministry training. So it's not just go out in the streets all day and preach to people, nor is it just sit with books all day. What were the things that impacted you the most when you were a student, now directing our school, but when you were a student many years back?
I guess three things really stand out. First of all, the academic environment was very, very positive for me. Even though I had been a studier myself on my own, and the Lord had taught me several things, you know, the quality of education with men like yourself, as well as, you know, Bob Gladstone, different men that really had an awesome knowledge of the Word of God and had taught the Word in different places, that was something that I realized that I needed, even though I was 28 years old. So my, you know, knowledge of Scripture was greatly, greatly enhanced. The second thing was really the ability to be in an environment to where I was mentored and I felt like there were fathers around me. I'd been in ministry for years and had several people touch my life in a positive way, but this environment was completely different. And even though we were in the midst of a large outpouring and movement at that time in Pensacola, still yet there were times when we were on trips together with, you know, different individuals like yourself, and just that exposure and that experience was just life-changing. And I guess lastly was the practical ministry application, you know, doing the ministry in the presence of seasoned men and women of God who had even much more experience than myself, radically changed my life.
Do you think, Keith, in some parts of the body, that some groups have very intensive emphasis on the Word and study of the Word, but very little emphasis on, say, the things of the Spirit or practical ministry, and then in another part of the body, they may be really strong in practical or the things of the Spirit, but they're weak in study of the Word? Do you tend to see these trends in the body?
Yeah, most definitely, which is one reason I believe why we have a lot of people that graduate from different institutions that train for ministry and they never really do anything in the ministry.
Mm.
So I think it's important to have very solid academics, biblical studies. I mean, we can't take away from that, but it's just as important, and we must be just as deliberate with regard to mentoring and with regard to providing practical ministry outlets. And that's one thing here at Fire School of Ministry that we are very, very much committed to.
Yeah, I absolutely do not believe it has to be either or.
Right.
And I remember we had a student who had come in from one of the Scandinavian countries, could have been Norway. It was many years back when we were in Pensacola. And he was asking a lot of practical ministry questions, but he was already a seminary grad. Now, again, I'm a professor at different seminaries, and I thank God for them. They're fine schools I'm part of. But his experience was interesting. He said, all the stuff we learned was theory, and we never, all the things I ran into once I was in ministry are the things we didn't deal with in seminary.
Exactly.
So that can happen with any school. The problem is that it's often one or the other, but
right.
It should be both and.
Exactly.
What are you seeing, Keith, as director of the school and having served in a similar capacity some years back in Pensacola? What do you see happens to students when they come in? Because we get them all ages, in their 70s sometimes.
Right.
What do you see happen to the students in their time with us?
Several things. I think, you know, some of the most apparent things that stand out to me is that they really deepen in their walk with the Lord with regard to prayer and commitment, and the Word of God really becomes alive to them. That's first and foremost. Secondly, it's exciting, and this is what I love the most, to see a student come in with a clear call of God or a passion in their life to do something for Jesus, and to watch the Lord during their tenure with us really begin to fashion and hone and form that gifting, and our commitment to them is to provide an outlet for them, whether that be on ministry trips or here in the local church or various different capacities, to allow that gifting to develop while we stand with them, to encourage them, to help them, to assist them. So by the time they finish their tenure with us, then they are able to go out and do the works of Jesus in their generation.
You know, I've often had them tell me that after the first week they don't recognize themselves,
right,
and then each week it keeps happening. We've got a minute before the break, but I want to share this. You came in and mentioned something to me that we're going to do on the radio, so I'm going to do it.
Awesome.
This is a little radical, but I'm going to do it. Our tuition at Fire School of Ministry is super low. For the cost of taking one or two classes at another school, you can be full-time with us at Fire. I kid you not. But we're doing something we discussed this, we're going to go for it, because we feel that there's some of you listening that God is really calling to be part of the school. Classes start the end of August. Our immersion school starts the end of August. One intensive year getting plunged into God, leading into our two-year Leadership Institute. Tuition's super low, but here's the deal. Write this number down, 704-782-3555, 704-782-3555, or fire-school.org online. You can contact folks through our website as well at the school. If you call in today, when you hear this broadcast, if you're hearing it a delay, if you're hearing it tomorrow by delay, if you call in when you hear this broadcast and want to come to school this fall, you'll get $500 off tuition for the fall, which is basically half the price off. But you need to respond today. 704-782-3555. Just call and ask for an application. If you do it today, you qualify for the potential discount. We'll be back. Welcome back, friends, to the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us. We're bringing you some encouragement from Fire School of Ministry. If you listen to the broadcast regularly or visit our website, you know it's my joy and privilege to serve as president of Fire. We have, since the birth of our school in Pensacola, initially as Brownsville Revival School of Ministry, then continuing on as Fire School of Ministry, we have, by God's grace, sent out hundreds of laborers around the world. Our own ministry organization, Fire International, helps oversee about 180 folks working as missionaries in different parts of the world. The Great Commission is being advanced and pushed forward through our grads. And I want to encourage you today with some of their testimonies. If you're not called to be part of Fire School of Ministry in any way, you'll be encouraged by these testimonies. But perhaps you're listening. Perhaps you're fresh out of college. Perhaps you're approaching retirement age, and God's challenging you and saying there's more. I want you to listen carefully, and we have an extraordinary offer to give you. By the way, just during the break, I was chatting with one of our students that's about to join us in studio here in our hidden location somewhere outside of Charlotte, North Carolina. But he happened to mention that the high school where he works, the tuition, the annual tuition for the Christian high school is $30,000. The actual annual tuition at Fire over three trimesters, 36 credits worth, is about one-tenth of that. Amazing. Anyway, let me welcome into our studio Sean. Thanks for being with us today, Sean.
Thank you, Dr. Brown.
And how old are you, Sean?
35 years old.
35. How old were you when you came to Fire?
I was 33.
33?
Yes.
Married?
Married with four children.
Married with four. All right. Hang on for a second.
Okay.
This is the kind of thing you do fresh out of high school, or maybe you've had a year or two of college, and then you think maybe there's more, and you come to a place like Fire. But 33 years old, married with four kids?
Right.
What in the world brought you to Fire?
Well, I had known it from the revival, and I had actually, when I first moved down to Charlotte, I had hoped to come, and God just, the door wasn't opening. And so when I had lost my job a couple of years ago, I had all the opportunity in the world to do anything, and this is what God opened up for us.
And you've been provided for?
Yes, amazingly so. It's supernaturally so, if I can say so.
Really? And how old are your kids now?
13, 11, 9, and 7.
Okay, so all of you folks that are in your 30s listening, I want you to hear what Sean has to say. How long had you known the Lord when you came to the school, Sean?
Probably since I was 6.
Okay, so you were not a new believer?
Not at all.
Would you say that you were serious in terms of your devotional life, time in the Word?
Definitely. I love the Word of God since since I was 15.
Oh, okay. So why in the world did you feel the need to come and get more training? And what's happened to you since you've been here?
Part of it is the DNA of Fire that I was searching for, the emphasis on holiness, but also the emphasis on revival and the deepening of the Holy Spirit.
So you mean just like special revival services where people come together for a few days and get excited and go home?
No, more so that it's the nature of Christians to live in a state of revival all the time, where the Spirit is not ever stagnant in you. He's always urging you on for more.
And you find that environment within Fire?
Definitely so.
All right, so what are the, you came with a certain expectation.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any surprises once you were in our midst?
I think I was surprised by being a little older, how deep the Lord could actually touch me in ways that I wasn't expecting.
Mm. For example?
in some of the classes, you deal with deeper issues of emotional scars and things like this, and there were issues that God knew were issues that I thought I had been, in a sense, healed over. And when he brought them up to the surface, when he brought the healing, it was done. And then there were parts of my heart that were just healed that I wasn't expecting to.
Really? Would your wife say, because this is the acid test, would your wife say that you have actually changed as a husband or father since you've been at Fire? That's better be a good answer, man.
Yes.
Otherwise, I'll have to call her in and find out what's going on in the home there.
I would definitely hope so. But I hope that she finds that I'm a deeper spiritual leader in the home, where it's easy to be a Christian man, but it's not always easy to be a spiritual leader in the home.
Mm. What do you feel God's calling you to?
My heart has always been for the church, and since we moved to Charlotte, it's been for the local church. It's just really dropped it on my heart to serve the local church and however he opens that opportunity.
What do you see needs in the body today that people are doing their best, pastors are working hard, many people are committed to church? Do you see that there are lots of needs that are not being met within the body?
I think so. I see more not just the needs, but the lack in the foundation that causes the needs. Pastors who burn out because they're going beyond their callings, because they're missing just the basics of their calling, and they end up going beyond that. My heart is more for laying foundations that are deep spirituality and deep understanding of the Word, so that you don't go beyond what God calls, but you're still effective.
Got it. So we shouldn't be burning out in ministry.
I don't believe so.
Do you think that we should be just as following Jesus? I mean, it kind of comes like a routine after a while, and you get used to it, and is that the way it should be? Is it realistic to think that we could actually be passionate for Jesus all the time?
I would hope so. In fact, one of my struggles is trying to get out of habitual Christianity. You live it because that's what you grew up in, that's what you understand. But I mean, I don't know any man's wife who would appreciate being complacent with her. So I think the Lord would be the same way. He wants you on fire and passionate in the relationship, because it's supposed to be an ongoing thing.
Got it. And so you say you find that in the environment here cultivates that.
It cultivates it, and it challenges you, because it's easy. We will always tend to complacency. But Fire challenges me to keep that thing hot and burning and going forward, rather than simply accepting education as your Christianity or your habits.
So if you had to pick out one, two, three classes that made the greatest impact on you at Fire, or were the most revolutionary in your lives, mm-hmm. what might those be?
Probably Mr. Gladstone's The New Jesus People. It would be my first one, because it was my first experience with such a revelation of where God is really leading the church to. I've always asked for from God, what do you see the church as we head into the future? And the other one would be Apostolic Church, because it dealt more with not just Christianity as a part of the culture, but as a culture itself.
Got it. So in other words, you were reading the same Bible for years. Mm-hmm. You had been faithful in church going for years.
Yes.
But suddenly, your perspective changed.
Absolutely.
Yeah, friends, that's one of the things that really happens here at Fire. As Fire School of Ministry, and I hope it happens in your own experience with God and the Word, where you don't just work and live in the confines of what you have been used to. We tend to see the world through certain glasses and not even realize we're looking through these colored glasses, so everything looks different because that's our environment. So if you missed this announcement in the first segment, let me make it again. Even though our tuition is really low here at the school, and we all work sacrificially to keep it low, we want to do something special. If you are listening, you have to be at least 18 years old, seriously committed to the Lord. If you feel the Lord might be calling you to come to Fire School of Ministry this fall, for the fall trimester, that's when we take our students in, give us a call today, 704-782-3555. So you heard this on the Line of Fire, 704-782-3555. Or just go to my website, askdrbrown.org, and click on Fire School of Ministry right on the homepage. If you contact us when you hear this show, if it's a day delay or you're hearing it over the weekend, when you hear this show, if you contact us and ask for an application, if you do get accepted for the fall, you'll get $500 off the tuition. You have to do it now. We've only done this once before on the radio in our history. But we want to be a blessing to those that God is calling at this late notice to be part of Fire. This much we know, everyone that goes through the program is grateful that they did, and many are going out around the world making an extraordinary impact for Jesus. When we come back, you'll hear from a young lady who is part of our school of ministry. Thanks for joining us today on the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, welcome back. 866-34-TRUTH, the number to call. But I don't really plan on taking calls today because we've got 1, 2, 3, 4 folks joining me in the studio that we are interviewing. And hearing some really neat testimonies from students and from the director of fire at School of Ministry. Okay, before I talk to Michelle, I want to make a confession here. I was joking about an email I received the other day. Every so often, I'll pull out something from the junk folder where, you know, the FBI has decided that I've won $9 million if I'll send them all my personal contact information, social security number, bank number, and all this. So the president of Nigeria recently wrote to me that he had money put aside for me. And the thing that I found the silliest of all was the name that they made up for the president of Nigeria, namely Good Luck Jonathan. Well, the joke is on me. That's actually the president's name in Nigeria. I was familiar with the past president, Obasanjo, and because I don't follow a lot of the politics in the country, more of the spiritual movement and people coming to the Lord and all of that, I didn't know that the current president of Nigeria was actually Good Luck Jonathan. So, of course, I wish him good luck. And I guess my concern now is that maybe he was sending me like $9 billion. And maybe I missed an amazing opportunity. But now the interesting thing, before you point a finger at me, is that nobody called me or emailed me to correct me, which means that you didn't know that the president of Nigeria was not named Good Luck Jonathan. But and if you're looking for a name for your kid, perhaps, I'd rather not have luck in the name. Okay. I want to clear the air there. Always, if I make a mistake, we want to correct it here. Okay, well, we've been talking to folks from Fire School of Ministry. We've got a really exciting announcement we've been making through the show. We'll do so again in a few minutes. But we've had a couple of gentlemen we've talked to. Time to talk to a lady. Michelle, thanks for being with us.
Nice being here, too.
And now, how old are you, Michelle?
I just turned 24 today.
Are you serious?
Yes.
All right, everybody together. Come on, wish her happy birthday. Are you serious?
Yes.
What a birthday present for you to be on the Line of Fire radio.
That's great.
Okay. That's why you had to hesitate about your age.
Yes.
Okay. And you came to school when you were 20?
Yes.
All right. So you're about to graduate. Have you graduated?
I actually took a little bit of time off, but I am graduating next year.
Okay. Wonderful. So when you came to the school, how would you describe your spiritual condition when you came in, as far as how you felt about yourself and the Lord at that time?
I actually just got saved a year before I came to Fire. I grew up in a Catholic background, so I didn't really know much about Jesus at all. But when I came to this school, I didn't expect what I got. I actually got a lot more.
Okay. But when you came, obviously to get in, you have to convince us that you're seriously committed to the Lord and have good recommendations. Mm-hmm. So even though you're only saved a year, you were a committed believer. Mm-hmm. What changed in your understanding of God and your own life? Say within the first year, what were some of the most dramatic things that happened on the inside of you, between you and God and your understanding of what it meant to follow Him?
Well, I really lived unsatisfied most of my life, and I was always looking for satisfaction in drugs and alcohol, boys. When I found Jesus, He filled up my heart, and I felt satisfied, and it was like, it was just revelation. I just wanted to seek Him with everything, and every part of me just ached for Him.
Mm. So when you came to Fire, how was that affected? You had the hunger, the ache, the thirst?
It was all fulfilled, and I'm still being filled.
Mm. Now, in the first year, we kind of really plunged people in to godly character, to foundations in the Word, to the things of the Spirit. So what changes did you see taking place in yourself? I mean, again, the purpose was not to just teach Hebrew or Greek, although people can study those. But the purpose is to really deepen people in God. So what changed, like, in your own character? What happened to you?
Well, first of all, I didn't really know about my heart and how it needs to be healed before God, and having restoring the foundations and going through my past and being healed through that, it completely transformed me that way. And then having the Jesus People class with Mr. Gladstone, it opened up my eyes to things that I never would have ever expected to be real. Just the whole supernatural realm, along with biblical studies and the Bible. And the words were just jumping off the pages at me in a way that I never have experienced something in my life.
So it's like, this is real.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us read the Bible. Keith, don't you? Do you think we read the Bible and we believe it, but we don't really believe it?
That's exactly right. I mean, we So in other words, we can believe that God parted the Red Sea, but oftentimes we can't believe that God can really heal someone or change someone's life today.
Yeah, or we read the word and one day it's like, he actually did, he parted the sea, it's
That's
real.
Right. It becomes very real.
Yeah, it's almost like Jesus rose from the dead. We all know, no, he really did.
Yes, that's right.
So that was kind of what was happening to you, Michelle.
Yes, everything at once, actually. It was all like that.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Now, there's also practical ministry that we do at the school. So what things have you been involved with since you've been here?
I've actually been to Mexico 3 times with Fire School of Ministry.
Really?
Yes. And it radically changed my life, just seeing people set on fire for the Lord through ministering to them. And also here, I've been on UNC Charlotte campus ministering. I've been to the youth ministry. I've been through a lot.
All right. When you came to Fire, were you thinking about people in Mexico? Were you thinking about people overseas?
No.
So missions opened up to you?
Yes.
And when you went on the missions trip, it was just the leaders who did the ministry?
No. No, we actually had he lined us up front and had us pray for people, and they came up for prayer, and people were crying, people were getting transformed, and also he had us share testimony in front of like hundreds of people by ourselves up there with a translator.
So he being Dr. Peters, who oversees our missions department and teaches missions classes and others at the school. So you found out, even though you're a woman, female, and you hadn't been saved for decades, you found out that God could work through you.
Yes.
So what did that feel like?
It is actually still unreal to me. I'm still trying to understand it. I don't know if I ever will. But it's just amazing how I don't want to actually understand it. I think I'd rather have Jesus just do it through me, because I think if I understood it, it wouldn't be a good thing.
Wow. So what would you tell someone 20 years old, serious about the Lord? Why should they consider coming to Fire?
If you're looking for your life to be completely transformed, and just even obedience and discipline in your character and your lifestyle, I would tell them to also come. If you're just looking for a touch of God in any way, just to be healed and transformed in that area, that's also, I mean, every aspect, the practical, the mentoring, everything about it has been transforming.
And Keith, just tell us real quick, we've got a minute before the break, about some of the mentoring philosophy we have here.
You know, we believe that it's one thing to stand and teach something, but it's another thing to pour your life out for someone. So we really believe in investing time and really sharing life with the students that come here. And we very deliberately have set up things to where that happens with all the students that come through here. So, you know, one guy used to say down in Pensacola, you preach and teach what you know, but you reproduce who you are. So reproducing sons and daughters is a very, very key part of who we are and what we do here at Fire School of Ministry.
And then those people carry the same DNA when they go out?
Not only when they go out, but even when they're here, like when they reach the third year, they're actually serving in like an under-shepherd role. So they're actually mentoring first-year students when they're coming in. So we are setting, those things are set up, and it's set up to where they are really putting their hands on that element as well.
Got it. Friends, we have an intensive 3-year program at the end of which you get a Bachelor in Practical Ministry. The first year, the Immersion School. Second, third year, Leadership Institute. On the other side of the break, we've got really an extraordinary announcement to make to you that will be a genuine blessing to many of you. So stay with us, and we'll come back with yet another student from Fire on the other side of the break. Welcome back to the Line of Fire. Michael Brown, thanks so much for joining us. Hey, just another reminder to our friends in the Jacksonville, Florida area, listening on 91.7. I'll be speaking this Friday night, God willing, at New Life Church, a special L'Chaim meeting led by my friend Paul Wilbur. You just want to come for the worship that'll be led by Paul. Getting to hear me speak, that's kind of like icing on the cake. And getting to meet you would be a joy for me as well. So go to our website, askdrbrown.org, and click on itinerary to get more information on that. We've been bringing you some Fire from Fire today, some student testimonies, and chatting with our director here at Fire School of Ministry. And if you're on Facebook, connect with us there. Just go to Fire School of Ministry on Facebook, and you can listen to new downloads, compilations of messages, hear about student life, things that are going on. I want to talk now to a first-year student. George, nice to have you with us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
All right. And how old are you, George?
20.
And you came to the school at 20?
Yeah.
And you've been with us, what, 6 months now?
Yeah, roughly.
All right. Were you raised in the faith?
No, I was not.
All right. So when did you get saved?
At tail end of 14.
Tail end of 14. Okay. Before coming to Fire, how would you characterize your walk with the Lord?
Committed, definitely in prayer, definitely in the Word. But it was very lonely tracking, seeking the Lord on your own.
Were you part of a church?
Definitely.
Part of a youth group?
Yes.
And it was lonely?
It was. Just not the same value system in every heart that you wish there was.
All right. If you're listening now and George is talking to you about you, because that's your situation, you've got a certain commitment to the Lord, certain values that you live by, certain walk you have with the Lord, and your friends don't share it. Well, you can't judge them or condemn them, but certainly you want to pour fuel on that fire. So when you came to Fire, what happened to the loneliness?
Well, I found people who were on the same path. They were going into the ministry, so we're weeding off the lesser commitments and finding the people that we're all going in the same direction. It's easier to be of a like mind and purpose with people like that.
So you're running together, not kind of... You're running with the crowd this time because it's a devoted little crowd going after God.
Absolutely.
All right. We start off our first year with something very unique. Our first year is called the Immersion School because we immerse people in the Word, in godly character, in practical ministry, in the things of the Spirit. But we start the Immersion School with an immersion retreat where we go a couple hours from here. We coordinate it with all of our incoming students and really get together for some very intensive, special time. So that's how we started. What did the immersion, before the immersion, what effect did that have on you?
Oh, that was a new spiritual atmosphere for me. We walked in on Fire, and the fuel was poured on. It was amazing. I'll say it's life-changing, and it's something everybody has to do at some point in their lives, just a retreat like that. But this was over the top, it was.
Really? And then was it like a big letdown once classes actually started?
I mean, no, not particularly. I think a different expression.
Got it. Because you can do one thing for 3 days, another thing for 1 year, another for 10, for 20. So first trimester then, and it starts the end of August. That's every year when our program begins. First trimester, what were some of the major things that happened to you personally as a very committed believer in Jesus? What happened in the first trimester?
I think it was engaging in those real relationships added to the classes that we didn't just want to have theory about. We wanted to put into practice. We wanted to experiment and see the things that we read in the Word come to life in ours. Not just it be history, but biography for us. And just making it, putting legs on it and walking on the ground with it.
Right. You know what, friends, if you're listening, I've said a number of times over the years and over this show, the minutes today, that our goal is not just to give people information about the Bible or about theology, but practical training so that they can sit, be mentored, learn through practical experience along with teaching the Word and go out and make a difference. George, I've got a bunch of questions I want to ask on the other side of the break, but if you just tuned in, the tuition at Fire School of Ministry is exceptionally low already. It literally one-tenth of what you could pay going to other colleges or seminaries in many cases. But we have an extraordinary program with an extraordinary faculty leadership team. And we just felt to do something. I've only done this once before on radio. It's kind of crazy to do, but we're doing it. If you feel that God may be calling you, again, you have to be at least 18 years old. You have to be seriously committed to the Lord. You can be 30, 40, 50, 60, but you have to be at least 18, seriously committed to the Lord. If you feel he may be calling you to come this year, which means starting this fall, call us when you hear this show. You can't wait a week or two. Call us when you hear this show at 704-782-3555. That's 704-782-3555. If you call today and ask for an application, we will note your name, and if you end up being accepted for school this year, you get $500 off the tuition, which basically works out to half of the price for the first trimester. So you don't want to miss this extraordinary opportunity. Go online, askdrbrown.org, and click on Fire School of Ministry, or again, give us a call at 704-782-3555. You're not committing to coming. You're simply saying, I'm interested. Let me find out more. We'll be back. The clock goes flying by once again. Hour's almost gone before we know it, but we got a few minutes left. We're bringing you some fire from Fire School of Ministry today, Michael Brown. Thanks for joining us, talking with our director, Keith Collins, and some of our students from first year, second year, third year at Fire. We've been talking to George, who's a first-year student. You were telling me during the break that you've been involved in practical ministry, which all of our students are, at Logan Community in the Charlotte area. What's that like?
It's basically the opportunity to go out, preach the gospel in the inner city, and then trying to start bases, maybe converting someone here and there, building relationship, and then from there branching out and making more of an impact in the community, something that lasts, that goes further than when we just pack up and leave at some point.
Now, do you hear reports of people getting saved through the outreaches that become part of local churches and ministries there in that area?
Yeah, I've seen several of them enter into our own community, and they're on fire as we speak. So,
and this is inner city kind of environment?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so the gospel works in every environment.
Absolutely.
And when you're telling me during the break that you had functioned in different ways or seen different gifts in your life spiritually, but the evangelistic gift has really come to the surface. So what's happened with your passion for souls since you've been here?
Particularly, I always knew I was called to that. It was the first prophetic word I ever received. Now, unleashing it and being equipped to do those works was another issue, which I felt changed in the atmosphere just kind of when I moved here. And witnessing here, you need power because everybody is converted in their own minds.
Yeah, even though I don't think of Charlotte as super Christian, it's still part of the Bible Belt, and people have the Christian mentality, so they need to encounter the real thing.
Right.
And Keith, you and I have been actually emailing about this and sharing our own burdens, not in the professional way, but
right,
just the burden of our heart about the need for the hour.
Amen.
For a spiritual army to be raised up. What does this army look like? What are they about?
I believe this army lives in desperation, desperate for more Jesus, desperate for souls. You know, we have men like George Whitfield who once said, "Lord, give me souls or take my soul," which is a heavy-duty statement. But when you embrace the burden that Jesus has for a dying world, you can't help but live in such a way that the things of this world begin to dull in comparison to the eternal value of being a true disciple and a radical laborer of Jesus. And that's what we're about here.
When God spoke to us to raise up a school of ministry, when he gave me that word back in 97, in the midst of a revival taking place in Pensacola, one that lasted almost 5 years, I knew that we needed an army of radically committed believers to go out and shake this nation. The need is greater than ever. Friends, I want to talk to you as candidly as I can. Look, I've got every hour, every day to talk about the school, and I only do selectively because that's not the purpose of the broadcast. And every day I'm praying and thinking what would challenge you, help you, stimulate your thinking in God, cause you to grow in God, challenge your perspective to go deeper in God. But I want to take this moment to say this. We do not have a school because it's a vocation for us. In fact, many of us have sacrificed and many staff members gone without pay for protracted periods of time because we were committed to a school, whether there was income or not, to run one. There is a pressing, crying need in the earth today. We are a generation in awful straits, and there needs to be a raising up of radically committed followers of Jesus who, whatever the cost or consequence, want to go out and impact this generation, be it culturally, be it morally, be it spiritually, be it politically. There's an urgent, crying need, and to go around the world and make Jesus known. That's why we have a school, because we have a commission from God to stand together with him in helping to fulfill the Great Commission and to impact this generation to see the kingdom advance. So if you say, boy, you may be speaking to me, I'm 50 years old, I just graduated from college, or I'm just getting out of high school now, you're speaking to me, give us a call today, 704-782-3555. That's 704-782-3555. Ask us about the special tuition discount for those that call in today, or contact us at fire-school.org. Friends, now's the time. Don't sit on the sidelines. Let's go make a difference.